Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Del Beckham Jr. and Julio Jones. When do you think Michael Thomas is going to get some of the attention perhaps he deserves?
I don't know. But, you know, you turn on the tape and watch him. I think whether you're a football professional, you know, a coach or a player or somebody who really knows the game or a member of the media or a fan, look at the numbers, look at the results, and I can tell you as his teammate, as his quarterback, there's not a guy who prepares harder, works harder in practice. I mean, what you see on game day is exactly what we see every day in the locker room, on the practice field. Every rep is a Super Bowl rep to Michael Thomas, and that's why he just continues to improve. And he's visualized himself being in this situation before any of us ever saw it. So he deserves a ton of credit.
Do you think he matches your intensity?
Yeah, and even you know, I mean, it's two different positions, obviously. I would say our sense of urgency is very much the same. Every rep, I try to visualize as a game rep, a Super Bowl rep, a win the game on this rep, you know, type deal. And he takes the same approach. So when we're able to practice like that, I feel like it carries over to the game.
Have you ever noticed how his on-field persona, or been made aware of how it seems to agitate some of his opponents?
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure they hate him, but we love him. I would say some of the greatest players I've ever played with or against had that same type of persona, where if he was your teammate, you loved him, but if you were playing against him, you hate him.
You talked about Michael Thomas. Have you had time to maybe reflect on the fact that, you know, so many of the guys that have contributed to this run were almost in middle school the last time the team made it this far?
Haven't thought about that. Time kind of flies by. It was funny. It was just on in the lunchroom, I guess, the NFC Championship game from 09, and everybody was saying I had a lot more hair back then. So it doesn't feel like that long ago, but I guess it was.
You've been here in the city for a long time, obviously. You know Sean for a long time. Why do you think the city and Sean have sort of like clicked so well together? Winning is obviously one thing, but beyond the fact that he's had success.
Well, I think from day one, 06, you know, you go back to that time when a lot of us came here, 6 months post-Katrina, you know, all of us leaning on one another. You know, this was a new environment for Sean. It was a new situation, first-time head coach. You know, man, he had his hands full trying to put together a staff and a team to try to put together a winner to give, you know, the people of New Orleans and this community something to cheer about. I think he drew the connection very quickly. He helped to create that bond. He helped to create the culture here that fits the mold of this city, you know, and the Houdat Nation. So I think he's always embraced that. And I'd say that's one of the big reasons why there's such a connection between the two.
Drew, do you think you appreciated in 09 how much of a sort of a once-in-a-decade opportunity that was? Or was there more of a sense of, we're going to be back here, or, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, go back further than that. You know, 06, we go to the NFC Championship game, right, and lose at Chicago. And I think we way overachieved that year. You know, we had the spirit of the city behind us for all the reasons I just mentioned, post-Katrina and, you know, that Monday night game in the Dome and just all the things that season that just seemed to come together. But with kind of a ragtag group, right, of castaways, and so I think after that season, we're like, ah, man, you know, we're just going to come back in 07. We're going to take the next step, and we're going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, we missed the playoffs that year. We missed the playoffs in 08. But I think that's when we realized just how hard it is. And you know, we went out and started getting some more pieces to the puzzle and put it all together in 09. But still realizing that it takes a lot of work, and you got to have some breaks go your way. But, with the right people, the right culture, the right locker room, and the right set of circumstances that you get it done.
Along those lines, why do you think you were able to, you know, this year get further
Well, I'd say it has a lot to do with the character, toughness, and intelligence of the guys that we have. A huge credit to Mickey Loomis, our GM, our scouting department, Jeff Ireland, Sean Payton, and all those involved with going out and finding the right type of guys, whether that be through the draft or through free agency. You know, those have been key contributors for us, not just last year, but this year. And the way that a lot of those maybe first or second year players grew from last year to this year. The mindset coming off of that tough loss at Minnesota last year, you know, where we felt like we were hitting our stride right at the right time and, you know, on our way to another championship game. And to bounce back and to become stronger as a result of that, and to come back stronger this season, I think says a lot about the type of guys we have. And obviously the talent as well. You know, we're a talented young team that I feel like can continue to improve and get better.
So many times coaches want to say block out the noise, block out the expectations. Sean told us on Wednesday, you know, he saw some of the expectations, and obviously you guys had high expectations for yourself. But he puts the big banner up, prove them right. Can you talk about how what that does for the team when a coach says, you know what, embrace it and just attack it really?
Yeah, I think a lot is talked about the underdog mentality, you know, and I think that's an easy thing for people to rally around and, you know, chip on the shoulder and underdog, nobody thinks we can do it, and then, you know, you go out and you prove them wrong. But what's really not talked about a whole lot is when you do have the hype, right, or when you do have everyone picking you as a preseason contender and all that stuff, you know, I think it's much harder to handle success than it is failure, right? Everybody's going to want to bounce back with their best effort after failure, and yet after success or after people picking you to be, you know, one of the top teams, it's easier to get complacent. And so I think Sean has done a great job of making sure that there's always a sense of urgency with us and the way that we practice and the way that we prepare, but also embracing that role a little bit, you know, and challenging ourselves to see how good we can be.
Are there times when you can still tell that he's on the quarterback at that point? Does that still come out of him every now and then?
Oh, yeah, every time we have a quarterback challenge, he wants to be involved in it. So, yes, it does.
A quick one on Steve Gleason. Obviously, he was at the last game. But I wonder if you could put in perspective his enduring presence in the community and with the team, and yeah, kind of how that influences guys' outlooks on them.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about this organization as well, in that, you know, you got a guy like Steve Gleason who I think everyone is well aware of his story now, well aware of what he meant to this organization, you know, while he was a player here, and what he meant to this community. But, you know, so much of our team, there's only maybe a handful of guys that played with Steve Gleason or knew Steve Gleason as a player directly. And yet this team has embraced him. I mean, he is absolutely one of us, and he inspires all of us every day. He inspires so many people in this community every day. And look at all the guys that continue to come back to our games, guys that were a part of this program, helped build this program over the last 13 years, that have not just come back during the playoffs here, but have come back in years past. And this organization welcomes them with open arms. And, you know, they're in the locker room and they're at practice and they speak to the team the night before games. And I think they just reinforce what Sean and Mickey have tried to build here with this team and the culture from the very beginning. And I think that puts a face with it, right? And that gives a great example for the young guys who are hearing it from the coaches, and yet now they see it from former players when they come back. And they see, you know, the twinkle in Sean's eye when he sees these guys, you know, especially the guys that were part of that Super Bowl team. You know, the statement was made by Joe Vitt when we were here during that time, that, you know, you win one of these, you walk together forever, and you truly do. You know, it's a brotherhood that's created, and, you know, you may go your separate ways for a long time, but when you come back, it's like no time has passed. You know, there's a connection there, and that's what this organization has built.
Drew, from the numbers with Aqib Talib on the field for the Rams secondary, it seems like it just makes such a massive difference. Obviously, it was out the last contest, but from what you've seen on film, being with the team this back half of the season, what type of difference does it make for them?
Yeah. There's definitely a presence there, and he's a very good player. He's been a very good player for a long time. He's one of their captains, you know, so you can see a lot of respect that his teammates have for him. And, yeah, he's definitely a difference maker.
Is it an expectation to have him shade Thomas throughout the entirety of the game?
I don't know. They haven't really shown to do that, but, you know, we'll see.
Have you ever taken 9 years to get back here? Does it make you, in the back of your mind, just think that this might be your last shot at it, or do you think like that?
No, I don't think like that. It's just another game.
Drew was talking about the idea
last question, guys.
Of, like, the ability to narrow the space of the field you look at and sort of, like, reduce the field in a certain play.
Yep.
Can you explain sort of in your interpretation of what he means by that, and sort of part of that question is, too, like, has the way you see the field changed according to your career, even though back home?
I mean, you become smarter, you become wiser, you become more experienced. You know, many years in this offense, even though we've evolved quite a bit and personnel changes, but yeah, I think you try to simplify things on any given play. And so even though a play may have a ton of moving parts, at the snap, you try to narrow it down to, you know, whatever it is, you know, that you're looking at, whether it's a progression or whether it's a certain defender or a certain area. You try to simplify things so that you can play very, very quickly and with confidence.
Thanks, guys.
I guess.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.